So as we return, the beautiful voice of Miss Tesson Chin, the phone lines are still locked up. Paul, are you still there?
I'm right here, buddy.
Thank you very much for being so patient. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And I had one question for Paul.
Okay, before you go to the question, Anthony, let's finish up with the caller that was on the line. Chris, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Right?
Yes, go ahead. Put a wrap on what you were saying,
yeah,
please.
You know, I was just saying that, you know, the issue that we're having, and these issues continue to be in our society, in Jamaican society, for years. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were talking yesterday, you know, guys like Usain Bolt, you know, all those other great talents that we develop, you know what I mean, and we create. It's like we have to take the world, have to discover it for us. The same thing with the Goat Island situation.
It's everything somebody... And with the limit, Chris, with the limited time that we have, we don't want to go too far. But you're saying that somebody have to put it out there first. That's what
somebody
you're saying.
Somebody have to discover it and put it out there, market it, and make it become an item.
And it's always not us, right?
We have a different approach, or we deal with our our talents.
Yeah, man, definitely. I concur.
And these, you know, we have to really do something about it. It's really an issue for years.
Yeah, man.
You know, I mean,
I definitely concur with that, Chris. Definitely concur with that.
But it's a strong topic, you know, and we should also continue to deal with these issues even after the rest of them show is over.
Definitely, sir. Thank you very much, Chris.
Bless you, love.
All right. And your big event is coming up. We'll talk about it later. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Carly. Live on the air.
Yes, Rascal. Morning again.
Morning again, sir.
I just want to thank you, see, if we have the mic check program here, and knowing how things can run on this radio station, I hope nobody is jumping on the bandwagon and trying to make it a competition thing, all right?
Yeah, Lord.
Well, we thank you, caller, but, you know, again, you know, we understand what it is here, and because we realized that there was a missing link, and the executive producer and myself, when we sat down and we said we were going to do this, we're serious about doing this, you know, we realized that we were going to have to come with something that the audience will appreciate, love, as I would say. And we're glad that you guys are enjoying it. We're glad that you are embracing it. And we say continue to do so. But also, what we want to ask you to do is email the Groovin' Radio office at groovinradio@gmail.com. Tell us who you want us to talk to. And it's the same way we were saying with Groovin' in the Park. Tell us who you want to see on Groovin' in the Park, because we want the audience to be a part of what we do in selecting artists that we interview, producers, or whoever you think is worthy of being on this platform. We say, give us a call, give us an email, drop us a... You can find us on Facebook and everything. All right, sir?
Groovin' right, Radio at respect. Facebook.
Yeah, man, give thanks.
All right.
Paul.
Hold on
one second.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Before we put a wrap on this, Paul, anything else you have to say before we
go, sir?
All right, you know what? With regards to... I hear a lot of what people are saying, and about 3-4 years ago, when I met Anthony, I think it was about 2004-2005 in New York, I've always been telling him, so I'm going to make it known now, that you guys, we love Robin Thicke, we love John Legend, we love Marvin Gaye, we love all these people, and we hold them in high esteem, and we buy them albums, and we say, wow, wicked. I want to tell you, say, I have a guy that I'm working with. When you hear him, you hear Robin Thicke, John Legend, and a lot of these souls wrapped up and making in one bread. And his name is Faraji Bryan. He's right there in New York, and that's the project that I'm working on next. This Utah is on another level. I'm going to say it, make New York hear it, as I've been saying it, just like I was trumpeting Tesson for years, and telling people, giving people the record, play it for this man, play it everywhere. I was just like, the same thing that Anthony said I was doing. Well, I'm letting you know right now on New York Radio that there's an artist named Faraji Bryan. Just think of Robin Thicke, think of John Legend, think of all of the wicked soul singers them in the past 15 years that hit the charts in America. D'Angelo, all of them. Just think about this. This is a youth from Denham Town, Kingston. He's in New York, and his project I'm currently going to be finishing up for 2014, maybe by summer. So, just be aware that I told you about Farage Bryant. So I'm going, when I come into New York, I'm going to come to you guys and bring in him. Actually, I want to get him on your program. He's right there in New York. Anthony will know how to link him. So I'm just making the world know right on your program now. Yeah. Farage Bryant. F-A-R-A-J-I.
No more. F-A-R-I. The night with the woman, them church. Always for them pleasure. Yeah. This one is for all my Sensomania lovers. You know, metaphorically, physically, sensually. Sensomania love. She sends me high.
I'm so in love with you.
D'Angelo.
I'm so in need of you. Thinking about
Jaheim.
Without you.
Hold on now, please.
In need of your touch. Right. I'm so in need of your heart. I wanna let the whole world know you'll always be the star of my show.
Wow. But let me say this now, Paul. I just heard D'Angelo. I just heard Jaheim. I mean, there's so much wrapped up into this young man here. And on a cast, I will never tell him, you know. Just like how we're telling him.
This is what I've been going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, ask Anthony.
Right.
I've been telling Anthony, talking to Anthony. I said, Anthony, I need your help with this youth. Anything you can do, because it's really not right. Somebody singing like how that youth are singing.
Yes.
To not be out there, up in front of the masses. And so my time, we really need to hear something and just say, you know what? Forget about everybody we are around the way. Sometimes you discover the greatest things when you take the lane where nobody else now go.
Well, you know, Paul, I can vote on this one, that this young man is very, very talented. As I play the song for the first time, the first thing that pops up in my mind was Jaheim.
Mm.
One of the first voice I recognize. Soulful singer.
Listen to the song. And this song has him and D Wisdom. If anybody remember D Wisdom? D Wisdom sing background vocals for Barry Salmon. She's the girl that had a big number one hit called It's My First Real Love back in 1991. Well, if you play the song in its entirety, you want to hear Do It's Dumb. And I'm also working on a remake of that song, because that song, It's My First Real Love, was such a big hit for her. It was produced by Willie Stewart back in them days.
Okay.
And I've just finished, and I'm in the process of finishing up a brand new take, and It's My First Real Love. So if you play down the song for the people, you will hear when Do It's Dumb comes.
You know that you are my little Sensomania. You're making me feel like I never felt before. And you are
Well, you know, Paul, I can tell you that you have very, very good ears, sir. You have very good ears for music, and the same way you knew that Tesson was who she really is, it is the same way I think this young man is going to blow up down the road, definitely. Well,
I just want Anthony to know that I'm going to send him to Anthony, and I would like him to really come on your platform.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you were just listening to the segment of the program that we call Mic Check. It was brought to you by VP, and this morning we had Mr. Paul Kostick. He's not only a producer, he's a musician that I've played with tons of musicians, and we're not going to go down the list again, but want to say thank you very much, Paul, and ladies and gentlemen, continue to vote for Tesson. Let's make sure that Tesson walk away from this competition a winner. As a matter of fact, she's already a winner, but we want her to walk away with the crown. Anthony, any final thoughts?
Yeah, man. Well, as you said, you know, Paul, being involved with the music industry, worked with all the greats, and we're proud of what you're doing at Montagonia, and just continue to do what you're doing, exposing more Jamaican talent to the rest of the world.
Thank you very much, Paul. And any final thoughts before you go?
Well, I want to tell you, there's one Tessan song that I really want, as I hear you guys focusing and saying message. And really, I want to tell you, Tessan Chin's mother, favorite song that Tessan has sung to this date, is a song on the album called Who. Just link that one for the people.
Who? Hold on, man. Right, hold on. Hold on. Who? Who do I talk to?
Stop this message from sin. I say, I know what we're living for, and I know that we will fight to save what is our future. You see, darkness can't defeat the light. And I say, who is gonna be your friend? Oh, when the battle is raging and roaring, and many are broken. And I say, who is gonna lend a hand? But God, the world never fail we. How much do we feel that? We've got to stand up in a time when so many sit with wide eyes. My generation is a chosen few, ready to take a stand against a bleak future. Them a plan for win, but them not know say the battle is won. And I say, who is gonna be your friend?
Wow. We wish we had some more time. Who's on? Mano is on the telephone line, and Mano, you call a bit too late, but real quick, Mano, good morning. Real, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I hear you say that, you know, a lot of people is a bandwagon, you know, jumping up on Tessan, but...
No, I didn't say that, you know. I never said that.
I came in the car and hear something about bandwagon, you know.
Go ahead.
So, I don't know what terms you were using it, but in the future, a lot of people not use it and just embrace this young lady because she need all the support she can get. And most of us weren't aware of this young lady. So now that we do, it's not a matter of being a bandwagonist. We're just coming out to support her. All right, my virgin?
Thank you very much, sir.
Bless up, God.
Give thanks. Well, there we have it. Paul, I want you to just put a rap on this song, Who? Paul.
Man, this song Who?
Yes.
Song Who. I actually wish the call never came in because you see the rock part. Mm-hmm. These are the little surprises that in Tessan songs when we were producing, we just decided to just do like this. And that's how the rock part came along in Hideaway. Mm-hmm. So but it really kind of did just want people to hear
right.
The song switch now and go to the total heavy metal vibe and come back to the reggae. But hey, you're there, you can play it anytime.
Yeah, man, definitely, man. Respect.
I love the program and I really want to get Faraji for coming in and do an extended and bring some of the songs them that we're working on.
Yes.
Because that's who I'm focusing. Other than Big Mountain, that time obviously I'm in Big Mountain.
Yes.
I'm working with Diana, working with Kimani and Maxi, but my personal project for me
right.
is to see this youth, Faraji Brian,
yes.
come out to the people. Them.
So, yes.
Enough respect, man, and I love these type of programs. And anytime you need me,
just
call me. Until they know.
Yeah, man. Definitely, Paul. I want to say thank you very much and continue to do the work that you're doing, sir.
All right, Paul.
Every time.
Take care, Paul.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, man. Give thanks, Paul. Anthony?
Yeah, man. No respect. Great program again, and look forward to doing it again next week.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Have a blessed week.
All right.
Take care.
All right, Anthony.
And let me put a disclaimer on what Amana just said. You know, there are things that we say, and there are people who are going to hear what they want to hear and judge us the way they want to judge us. I'm going to repeat this. A lot of people really just join the ship. Honestly, they just join the ship. And it always take people like The Voice to really put Tesson out there in a different light. Now, if I offended anyone, or if anyone on the program this morning offended anyone in whatever words they use, we apologize. But again, at the end of the day, it is what it is. You have people, again, I use Marcus Garvey as an example.
Mm.
Jamaicans did not embrace Garvey. Yeah. So what happened after the Americans embraced Garvey? They joined the ship. It is the same thing with Bob Marley. So again, I just wish that phone call never came in. And that is why sometimes you do what you got to do.